Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're 8 minutes away from a news blitz, and I'm going to cover the news. Let's continue with your phone calls. Tony in Niagara Falls, you were finishing up about chemtrails in your area of the country.
Yep. For a while now, I've heard about chemtrails, but never seen any. But it started to happen more and more as the summer progressed throughout the summer. And there has been lots of growing problems with vegetables. I mean, you touch tomatoes, you touch squash and things, and they disintegrate in your hands. There's been so much rain this year that we have not seen this much rain in a very, very long time. And we would get weather reports saying that it's going to be sunny all week, and then you'll see for like the weekend chemtrails all over the place, and then all week long we would have nothing but rain. And also one other point is the trains. All throughout the state, the tracks are filled with trains that have not been moved for at least a month, month and a half. And when you start noticing that trains aren't moving, there's definitely a problem.
The economy is shutting down. And then meanwhile, they keep telling you the economy is doing great. Everything's wonderful. That's meant to make you feel like that you're a failure and that you're the only person who's losing their job or having a cut in wages or who can't make ends meet. Prices are going up. This is all by design, as the UN Director of Environmental Affairs, Maurice Strong, stated in 1992, that they would destroy U.S. industrial capacity by design. Thanks for the call, Tony. Let's take a call from Montana. How do you pronounce your name? L-A-F-E?
It's Leif.
Leif, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming up to Hardin and exposing the tricks that they were playing in not only Hardin, but in the state of Montana and the United States. I feel you're one of the great sources that gets this news out to the nation. It shows the tricks that these people are doing. You know, very
quietly. What's the latest? I haven't looked into Hardin with the felon who was trying to hire another felon to come in, and the town leaders trying to turn everything over to him, including the police department. Where is that now?
They're all under investigation. Two Rivers, the individuals of Two Rivers, and the APF. And any sources that might be involved are all under investigation. The Attorney General in Montana has broadened the scope to anyone who may have been involved.
Is Becky Shea still running around saying it's all legitimate? And as the head of Two Rivers, I saw him on Monday in the news saying, I would do it all over again. This was a great deal. I did nothing wrong.
He is still holding on to that. The sheriff there, Big Hair, I believe his name is, his corruption is being exposed more every day because of the involvement of you and your crews. A lot of the locals are taking a harder look at their governing and police officials.
Well, Hardin, as I've said, is a microcosm of the rest of the country. I mean, it seems crazy to have a Serbian felon driving around in police cars, taking over a FEMA facility, taking over a secretive giant detention center that was built, but they admitted they wanted to put enemy combatants in. But it's not as bizarre as having foreign offshore banks that just come in and rob everybody and then are praised as our dear leaders.
And most of us locals see that as how subtle they can be, especially to a financially strapped area, that they can come in subtly and say, we're your saviors. This is what's best for you.
Yes, the new economy will be putting you in the jail.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe this brought awareness to more people nationwide and worldwide, not just as Hardin in the state of Montana.
You're right.
Thank you for exposing this so that people may see the subtleties and how they work.
Well, Leif, I want to thank you. God bless you. We'll be back. Talk to Randy, Jim, Donna, Ronnie, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. But first, I'm going to cover a bunch of news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, coming up later in the broadcast, talking about a host of issues. How the feds are trying to infiltrate provocateur violence in the country with the anti-New World Order movement. It's not going to work. They certainly are attempting it. We know their tricks. This isn't 1995. We've also got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in the last hour today. I'm going to go back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to go through some of today's important top stories. Dollar loses reserve status to yen in euro. This is the New York Post. Ben Bernanke's dollar crisis went into a wider mode yesterday. That'd be on Wednesday, as the greenback was shockingly upstaged by the euro and yen, both of which can lay claim to the world's title as the currency favored by central banks as their reserve currency. And that's actually a true statement. It's also in the Wall Street Journal and several other publications I have here in front of me of what happened in the last 2 days. The media is trying to say the Arabs are doing this, or the Chinese are doing this, or the Russians are doing this. And certainly, they are the biggest holders of the greenback. But they're sitting there asking the private central banks that control the planet, why are you devaluing it? And they're actually continuing to buy treasury notes. So the dollar's going down while treasury actually goes up a little. And so they're actually holding on saying, please stop devaluing it, please stop doing this. You know, we're all holding trillions of dollars and trillions of treasury notes. Why are you doing this? And then our media says, the dirty Arabs, the dirty Arabs. They're killing the dollar. They're killing the dollar. But then simultaneously admitting the central banks, the private Federal Reserve, the private families, and the Bank of England, same group, they are openly starting to move away from the dollar themselves. They are signaling the end. Just like Geithner did 4 months ago. By the way, that's in Fall of the Republic. We show how they're going to kill it. Just finished the film 3 weeks ago. And notice, right as the film's going to come out, they're going to be doing it right in front of everyone. That's kind of like how I went on air 6 months before, 5 months before, 3 months before, but 2 months before, went on air and said, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. A bold move, but I mean, I could clearly see what they were doing. Dollar loses reserve status to yen and euro. Ben Bernanke's dollar crisis went into a wider mode yesterday as the greenback was shockingly upstaged by the euro and yen, both of which can lay claim to the world title as the currency favored by central banks as their reserve currency. So, you see, but that's a deceptive first line of the article, because Ben Bernanke is the head of the biggest regional consortium of the private banks. He's the head of the Federal Reserve. So it's saying, oh, Ben Bernanke's crisis got worse when his private owners started moving away from the dollar. Over the last 3 months, banks put 63% of their new cash into euros and yen, not the greenbacks. And that's J.P. Morgan Chase. That's the brokerage firms, Goldman Sachs. I mean, they're the ones. But they'll tell the good old boys the Arabs did it, and good old boys will say, nuke them then, I'm tough. I hate Arabs. Over the last 3 months, see, it started at the last G20, banks put 63% of their new cash into euros and yen, not the greenback, and nearly complete reversal of the dollar's one-time dominance for reserves, according to Barclays Capital. The dollar share of new cash in central banks was down to 37% compared to two-thirds a decade ago. Currently, dollars account for about 62% of the currency reserve central banks, the lowest on record, said the International Monetary Fund. And within 2 years, it's going to be a tiny fraction. Bernanke could go down the economic history as the man who killed the greenback on the operating table. Yeah, because he wasn't a surgeon operating. He was an executioner. Bernanke was the executioner flipping the switch for the lethal injection. He wasn't the doctor on the operating table. That's like saying Stalin was the patron of free market or something. It's just... I shouldn't laugh, man. This is going to be one hellish depression. And they got the troops in place to crush you. And to take everything we got and make our kids their slaves and bring in the new green economy. But all you people that love tyranny, you're going to get, it's like, kind of like the old-fashioned thing they would do when you're 10, 11, 12 years old and your dad would catch you smoking cigarettes. My parents never did this, but all the old-timers did it to their kids to try to cure them of smoking, and it worked in many cases. My mom quit smoking. I guess when she was about 28, I was 4 years old, and she went to Schick. It was in Dallas, and it was in a room with dirty mirrors and piles of cigarette butts everywhere and ashes all over the floor, and you sit in there and chain smoke for 3 days, and you know what? It cured her. She hates cigarettes. Me, I'd probably love going to the Schick Center. That sounds like a bottle of tequila. I'm joking, folks. The point is, sounds like hell, actually. But wait, I was going into an analogy about too much of something, and then got off into that story, and then forgot about Bernanke. I guess the parallel is the tyranny. People are just going to be force-fed this and force-fed this and force-fed this until people revolt, and that'll be the excuse to crack down even more. Currently, dollars account for about 62% of the currency reserves at central banks, lowest on record, said the International Monetary Fund. Bernanke could go down in history as the man who killed the greenback on the operating table. You know, I hate that. I'll tell a story, and I'll actually go back to my memory and focus in, and then I forget the point I was making previously. What was the point I was making? You guys remember before I was getting into the old-timers would catch their kids smoking cigarettes and make them go in a closet and smoke a whole package till they got sick? And I was talking about Bernanke. Who the hell knows what I was talking about? Oh, man. What's the point? Just having to sit here and hear about how Bernanke's trying to save us while it's the very central bank that's killing the dollar. After printing up trillions of new dollars and new bonds to stimulate the economy, the Federal Reserve chief is now boxed into a corner. Oh, he can't help it. He can't help getting all this power. Battling two separate monsters that could devour the economy. Ravenous inflation on the one hand and a perilous recession on the other. He's in a crisis worse than the meltdown ever was, said Peter Schiff, president of Euro-Pacific Capital. I fear that he could be the Fed chairman who brought down the whole thing. Investors in central banks are snubbing dollars because the greenback is kept too weak by zero interest rates and a flood of greenbacks in the global economy. They grumble that they loan the U.S. record amounts to cover its mounting debt. I mean, you gave the money to the private banks. You didn't loan us anything. That are getting paid back with a currency that's worth 10% less in the past 3 months alone. In a decade, it's down nearly one-third. And see, as this telescopes towards the end, it comes to a point where it loses more value in a month than it's lost in the last 100. See how that works? We're now approaching that moment of truth. Don't worry, they'll give you some Arabs to kill, and you'll love it. Yesterday, the dollar had a mixed performance, falling slightly against the British pound. Economists believe the market rebellion against the dollar will spread until Bernanke starts raising interest rates from around zero to high single digits and puts the flood of currency spewed from U.S. printing presses. You've got to cut that. That's a cure, but it's also going to stifle any U.S. economic growth, said Schiff. Folks, they took the $23.7 trillion. If they would have pumped $23.7 trillion, and again, that's almost a three-month-old number. They still haven't given out the new numbers. It'll be above $28 trillion on the graph as we follow it when they give the new numbers out. It's already above that, no doubt. But let's just say $23.7 trillion, that old number. If they would have put that into the economy, it would have been a bad precedent, making government the sugar daddy, but if they would have just written everybody a check for a couple thousand dollars or more, by the time the banks leverage it, it would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars per person. It would have caused bad inflation, but it would have actually built real economy. Instead, you get the death of Main Street, the banks loaning none of the money and hoarding it all to buy their banks and insurance companies and vertically integrate infrastructure. And that's all that's happening. It's really very simple. And then you as the taxpayer get put on the line for paying the taxes to back all of this currency and credit issuance. You get to pay for all that with interest. It really is the biggest fraud in history, as Professor Black says in Fall of the Republic, by an order of magnitude. An order of magnitude, a exponential increase. I guess an order of magnitude would be, instead of a million, we're talking about a billion. Instead of a billion, we're talking about a trillion. An entire quantum leap. Just a total swindling by absolute Madoff, Kinlay-type criminals. And they got the army standing by and the military works for them. And everybody thinks it's patriotic to walk through body scanners and have their kids told to spy on them. Not everybody, but a lot of idiots do. And so we're going to get hurt real bad. They're just going to continue it. They built their FEMA camps. They federalized the police. They want to run paramilitary snatch-and-grab operations against the American people. They beta-tested it in Pittsburgh.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Talk about weird. London Guardian reports, as well as Time Magazine. CERN physicist suspected of Al-Qaeda links, charged. He's French physicist working in the gigantic particle accelerator. Physicists admit it could create a strangelet. It could create a black hole. But they say there's a low probability that it'll kill everybody. In the 20s, they came up with equations to create A-bombs and hydrogen bombs, and similar equations show that this sucker could destroy the planet or the entire solar system or more, a twinkling of an eye, but they don't care. And then meanwhile, they say Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is CIA, ladies and gentlemen. They're just using this as an excuse to set up the police state crackdown and make the Hadron Collider and its activities secret from the public so no one can get an idea of what's going on in it. They use that to put up a fence, a grid of control, and national security. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, could this guy be some lone crazy scientist that wants to wreak havoc with the mega Gigantor particle accelerator? See, they're not just going to be slamming heavy particles into lead blocks. They're going to speed particles up and run them into each other just to see what happens. Oh, let's see. Let's accelerate uranium and plutonium. Let's accelerate other heavy particles into each other and see what they do. Yes. We don't know what it'll do. It could be destructive, but we could also make all these great discoveries, so we're going to do it. Woman disabled by flu shot. This is from Fox News in Washington, D.C. An Ashburn, Virginia woman is in the fight of her life after suffering a very rare side effect to the seasonal flu shot. They admit it's side effects in the insert. A vast majority of doctors say flu shots are safe. In this case, the FDA says they found nothing wrong with a particular batch, but sometimes there are complications. That's apparently what happened to Desiree Jennings, and now her life will never be the same. At 26-year-old, Desiree Jennings was a picture of health. She's a Washington Redskins cheerleader and an avid runner. Her life changed forever on August 23rd when she says she got a seasonal flu shot at a local grocery store, which has H1N1 in it. That's right, not just the supposed H1N1 shot, but it all has it. I was training for a half marathon then, said Jennings, crying. It just all went so fast. You've had an autoimmune response, lady, most likely from the doctors we've interviewed. You need to not eat any MSG, any aspartame, because that can help continue to cause a cascade effect, triggering what's happened in your body. Now, that may be the problem. Who knows? It's one of the most common. 10 days after receiving the shot, she came down with the flu. After that, her health spiraled downwards. She started passing out and had to be hospitalized twice. Brain swelling. That's the number one side effect. Just hope the body doesn't start eating the brainstem. We went to an urgent care place, but they couldn't even let her get out of the truck because she was seizing in the back so bad. Seizure. If you'd have been a toddler getting their round of shots, they would have CPS'd you, taken you, and arrested your parents. See, they don't just hurt you and give you seizures. They then take your children. Unless you're blessed and the child has the convulsion within minutes of the shot, which does happen quite often, then the doctors cover it up because they don't want liability. But if you have it in the car or you put the baby down and say, good night, sweetie, I love you, and the baby says, good night, mommy, in the morning you're never going to talk to baby again. If baby doesn't die, baby's going to drool and going to be in diapers for the rest of her or his life. And then when you take her to the doctor, the police officers are going to come. Because this is how the globalists operate. Stupid morons with no medical training told you've shaken the baby. Because when they CAT scan the baby, there's going to be brain swelling and blood on the brain. Oh, but the cheerleader could talk. The 26-year-old cheerleader could talk. And so she couldn't be CPS'd. So she was having seizures. They called an ambulance immediately, says her husband, Brendan Jennings. Doctors at Fairfax and John Hopkins diagnosed her with a rare neurological disorder called dystonia. See, she happened to run into true doctors who wouldn't just lie and cover it up for liability. They think it was caused by severe reaction to the flu shot. Desiree now has difficulty speaking and walking and even eating. Well, what's wrong? I mean, it's good for all the brain-eating children out there. What's wrong? During an interview with Fox 5, she had several seizures. The effects were irreversible. That's right. It hits your brain stem and hit it hard. The symptoms will get worse if I use my voice or walk when the brain signals are misfiring, says Jennings. Desiree reported her health problems to the Food and Drug Administration, thinking there might have been something wrong with her vaccine. But the FDA told her no. No, that's just a side effect. And we wish you were a child, because then we could kidnap you and get a bunch of medical funds out of you on the taxpayers' back. Ha ha ha! The plan's working perfectly. Eco-science strikes again. We soft-killed you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Status or going to cocktail parties and trying to look smart, look handsome, look pretty, and social climb. How can you be worldly and petty when you know that hundreds of thousands of children a year, conservatively, from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 96, are being completely brain damaged by vaccines via the autoimmune response from the adjuvant that is added? And I've had countless medical doctors, top neurologists, top brain surgeons on this show. And the drug company inserts admit it, and they know it. And here's mainstream news reporting. The Food and Drug Administration says this is just a side effect. Ma'am, you're paralyzed and are going to have seizures for the rest of your life and maybe die. And if you have a child, it normally reaches the toxicity level at 18 months, the third round of shots. Most of the autistic children became brain damaged at 18 months. They're walking, talking, happy, laughing, singing along to Sesame Street. it's over with the third round of shots. And then the families fight to keep their kids after the medical system has savagely attacked their brain and nervous system with a sickening soft kill weapon. The mindless doctors are in la-la land under a brainwashed trance, not understanding what they're seeing. But more and more medical doctors know what they're seeing, and it's just admitted. Yeah, the shot's eating your brain. You can have an autoimmune response. You can have all sorts of other responses. Now, we're going to go over this. Woman disabled by flu shot reaction, and this is happening all over the place. Reuters came out, as you know, a month ago and said, with the parent company, of course, involved heavily with the flu vaccine, and said, oh, there's going to be millions dying, but that's normal to have millions dying of autoimmune problems and heart attacks because it can also cause an autoimmune response in the heart valves. And the heart seizes up. And that's in the inserts. But they admit it does it in the inserts, but then publicly say it's impossible, it's not going to happen. If you die or get disabled, it wasn't the shot, even though you think it happened when you took the shot. They're preemptively saying this can't happen. The problem is the medical doctors who have actually read the literature go, oh, yes, this is the shot. Until they get the AMA call saying, no, you're not to practice medicine. We're telling you it wasn't the shot. Because Big Pharma and the eugenicist vaccine makers are taking over. We're going to talk about that and take your calls and get into a ton of other news that I haven't gotten into concerning the economy, the government takeover of healthcare, and a lot more. But I want to go now to our interview, our once-a-month visit with a Cola Blue for the next few minutes here because, well, if you're drinking tap water, you're insane. And most filter systems will reduce the number of dead bacteria. The water systems only chlorinate and kill the bacteria. You're drinking all the dead particulates and different bacteria that are carrying viruses and other things, and the chlorine doesn't kill the viruses. I mean, if you're drinking tap water, you're just asking for cancer. If you're in a fluoridated major city, because the term fluoride is hundreds of chemicals. And I use an Ecola Blue. It's a great system. It looks like a water cooler without a water bottle on the top, and it grabs the water out of the air. Their basic unit gets 7.5 gallons a day on average. And it's just an amazing system. For the first time, Ecola Blue is selling the Ecola Blue 28 for only $1,000. And that's 20% off, a super deal. And to tell us about how long this deal is running is Lisa Pelton, the director of East Coast Sales for EcolaBlue.com. Lisa, good to have you here with us.
How are you today, Alex?
I'm doing okay, except I'm reading about all these people dying and getting sick from the flu shot, and I can't seem to be able to warn enough people, and it's I guess because I have a conscience, I don't even think of myself as a good guy, and at a fundamental level, I know that if all this carnage is going on by design, it's very, very upsetting to not be able to stop it.
Well, you know what, Alex, I have to tell you, first of all, you are my greatest influence. And that's the reason why I'm here today talking to you about Ecola Blue, because I was sitting in the city listening to you and realized that I needed to fix one of the fundamental necessities of my family's life, and that was water. And you led me to Ecola Blue, so I want to thank you for that.
I didn't even know that. Well, what a small world.
That's right. And so one of the things that Ecola Blue provides for you is pure, clean drinking water and cooking water right out of the air. So you don't have to rely on tap water for anything. It's a simple process. It's a great deal. It has a 7-stage filtration process. Gets rid of all the things that we don't need to deal with right now, plus UV sterilization. And this deal is for you today, Alex. 20% off if your listeners give the coupon Alex Jones. The sale runs through Monday, October 19th.
Okay, so they go to EcolaBlue.com. They can look at the whole wide range of products, but particularly on the Ecola Blue 28, the big standard mainstay kind of Ford LTD of your models, but it's got Cadillac system, stainless steel tank that it holds the water in. $1,000, that's 20%. From some previous prices, it looks like it's more than 20% off, and you're running that deal through next Monday. Folks can also, again, go to ecolablue.com, ecoloblue.com. Can they also call the toll-free number and get it?
That's correct. It's 1-800-691-6043. This is an absolutely perfect foundation for your family, Alex, to fight not only the things that are in our water, but one of the largest scams on humanity, and that's bottled water. So it's a solution, and we deal in solutions.
Absolutely. Well, I really do hope that people will get the Ecola Blue. You're not only a great sponsor that makes this show possible, it's a system that I really believe in. That's why I got an Ecola Blue, used it, liked it, checked out some other system, didn't like them as much. You guys had the best one. Called you, and it turned out folks at the company were listeners. So that's a really great cold call we made for an advertiser. Normally, advertisers come to us. But this is an advertiser we went after because we believe in the product so much. It's the same thing with the great folks at Calvin Pure Soap. We actually went after them. And we're just glad to have you. Again, go to ecolablue.com, and people can put in the code. It's Alex Jones lowercase, right?
That's correct. And that's the 20% discount today.
And give that number out. Give that number out to people again.
It's 1-800-691-6043.
One more time.
1-800-691-6043.
And you've also got little converter systems that that you can get at ecolablue.com that then hook up to a solar panel. And I know a lot of people are using their Ecolablue and powering it off of solar panels. And it's a great system. It uses more energy at first once it's doing its first batch of water, but once it's built up the condensation, and I don't know how to explain it, but it's been explained to me, the science of it, then it takes even less energy to run the Ecola Blue. And if folks want bigger units, you guys also have those, don't you?
Yeah, we have whole house systems as well as commercial systems, Alex. The Ecola Blue 28 costs about 20 cents a gallon. So initially, if you're running it off your electricity, that's what you're going to end up paying. And you compare that to one little 16-ounce bottle of water that you're buying at the convenience stores these days. Also, the solar panels get you completely off the grid, perfect for disaster preparedness.
Absolutely, folks. Visit ecolablue.com today. You've got until Monday. What time, Lisa?
It would be 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, fantastic. Give that number out one more time.
It's 1-800-691-6043. And, Alex, thanks for doing the job you're doing.
Oh, thank you for the support. Thank you for the great product. Ecolablue.com. Thank you, Lisa Pelton. Okay, here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to go to Randy, Donna, Ronnie, Scott, Karen, and many others that are holding. I do have a bunch of other news I want to get to with what's happening with Wall Street. Wall Street profits are at record highs, all-time record highs. J.P. Morgan Chase records and files a record third-quarter profits. They've never had profits this big. All the big banks, record profits. They got your $23.7 trillion in taxpayer money. They leveraged it through derivatives again. We're going to be covering that. I want to get into what's happening in Afghanistan and more on the health care bill. As the Wall Street Journal admits, and it's not the Wall Street Journal admitting, they've got the quotes from the head lobbyist for the health care industry, the spokesman, saying, oh, yes, we basically wrote these different bills, and we are supporting it. Now, you always hear in the news they're neutral. And then the controlled left media says, oh, yes, the insurance companies say they're neutral, but they really don't want this. Well, no, that's another lie. They wrote it. But now they're saying they may pull out if Obama, and they list the things they don't like. This is quotes from them. I mean, I already knew this from watching the lobbying funding and who was writing the bill and the different lobbyists, but to see them, and reportedly it was a press conference. I guess there's video of it out there somewhere. It's got the name of the lobbyist, all of it, the head lobbyist, the spokesman for the healthcare industry, for the healthcare insurance industry, excuse me, saying we want bigger fines on people to make them get insurance. I mean, that's all this is forcing you to give them money and then allowing them to lower the standard of care and be given liability protection. It's another tax, folks, and it's so bad. Because who do you think owns those big insurance companies? The private central banks. That's why the Federal Reserve is calling for this as well. They want in your life, and they can bring in a medical tyranny, which they're now doing. Randy in Chicago. You're on the air, Randy.
How you doing, Alex? Greetings from the lion's den, so to speak, out here.
Yep. God bless you. What's on your mind?
Basically, I listen to the show every day, and pretty much I got a visit today from the DWM, from the Department of Water, and I was just so compelled to call in and report this to you guys. We just got an automatic meter reading device installed on our meter system for our water.
And that's right. Chicago, Austin, L.A., New York, hundreds of cities are getting them. They came here about 3 months ago, didn't ask us, and it tracks off of the voltage, what you're using, what you're doing. It's an incredibly sophisticated computer technology that knows the different drawing systems off your power grid. It knows what a toaster is. It first assesses, okay, that's a washer, that's a toaster, that's a TV, that's a refrigerator, and it tracks what you're doing, and they say they will turn your power off to teach you to conserve. They will tell you what the temperature of your house is going to be. This is all announced and going in nationwide. Tell me, Randy, what happened?
Well, pretty much, we got forewarning that they were coming today. He pretty much just left like about 30, 45 minutes ago. And, you know, the guy came in and went up in our, you know, storage area to install the device. Now, I'm looking at the device, of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. So, you know, I asked him, I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong with the old one? And, of course, you know, you get the I don't know, I'm just, you know, following orders, you know, pretty much to install this. And the most interesting thing, because I asked for a pamphlet or some type of information for this, and the interesting thing, and I highlighted it right here, it says this equipment allows the Department of Water Management, the DWM, to collect meter readings by radio signal. So it's the point where they don't even have to knock on your door and say that we're reading your meter. They just drive up and collect whatever type of information that they feel compelled to, you know, to basically pull from you. And who knows what's next as far as electronic meters or gas meter and so forth and so forth.
Absolutely, and they sell it to the public in the name of wireless reading, and that's been going in for the last decade. But the new systems, and I have seen articles out of Illinois where they're doing it, track everything you're doing, and this is an Enron model of falsely manufactured artificial scarcity. And to boil it down, California is the model for the rest of the country. And they went in, and obviously the governor, Gray Davis, was a bad guy. And Schwarzenegger met with Ken Lay and others. This was in the news. They devised a plan to have the recall before it was even public. They had mainline Republicans as the heads of it. They then stood down, let Schwarzenegger win, knowing Republicans would put up with everything like gun control, open borders, more taxes, if the person had an R before their name. They knew he would go along with the global green taxes, all of it. So California could pass the laws to then beta test them for the rest of the country. Now, you're saying, what does that have to do with meter readers? California has already put in 5 million. And they say they're going to have 10 million in by next year. And 10 million is basically all the houses in California. There's only, 37 million in the state. So there's right around 10 million, maybe a little bit more homes in the state. And they admit there it tracks everything you do. And they said to teach you about the environment, we're going to control what your thermostat is. We're going to set it at 80. You don't need more than that. And but going back to Enron devising this plan over a decade ago, even before they got Schwarzenegger online, remember the rolling blackouts in 2000, 2001, 2002? And it came out in documents that Enron would just turn the power off to the whole state, doing backroom deals with the different energy companies, different power plants. They would claim there was a power shortage, and they said in their internal documents, because if we turn the power off every day for a few minutes or an hour, you know, different variants, people will then believe there's really no power, and they will accept a tripling of prices. And some days they would steal close to $1 billion, and they would steal billions and billions a week doing this. People live in California, remember. And then they got rid of Gray Davis, saying he was behind it. He was actually fighting it, the one good thing he was doing. Then they put Schwarzenegger in the name of fighting it when he had been part of the inside deal and was actually invested in it. And that's how these people operate. I mean, it's so diabolical that they're now going to do this nationwide. I mean, does that sound like freedom to you, Randy?
I'm a religious documentary listener, watcher, and everything, and Enron, and I saw the documentary and everything. It's just all crazy, and keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing, Alex. You got an advocate here in Chicago.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Yeah, I'm glad people are waking up, but is it fast enough? I mean, we got incoming here. This is the real deal. They're taking over.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, Stalin wasn't a joke, Pol Pot wasn't a joke, Mao wasn't a joke, Hitler wasn't a joke. Government enslaving you and your family isn't a joke. The British government taking hundreds of thousands of poor people and putting them on ships. In many cases, 20-30% of them would die on the voyage. It wasn't just black slaves getting brought over to America. They would take the white slaves under the name of the law and put them in forced labor camps where the kids even grew up in Australia. mean, that's what government does. It just it makes you slaves. And I'm going to continue with your calls, Donna, Ronnie, Scott, Karen, Sue, and others. Here's the deal. I have exhausted myself making Fall of the Republic. It is the most important and informative and powerful film I've ever made. Each film gets a little better each time, but this one is a quantum level better and more informative. They're all excellent in different ways, but, I mean, this really is a good film. And it's up to you whether it's going to have a whimper or a big bang. And I think it's online to have a big, big bang. But start your engines. If you order it now, it pretty much isn't a pre-order because we start shipping out next Tuesday and Wednesday. It comes out officially October 21st, Fall of the Republic, Volume 1. And there's a lot of Obama in there, but really Obama's on the cover, and it's the subtitle is The Presidency of Barack Obama, to get mainline Republicans to watch it, to think they're watching a Democratic bashing film, and then really we just break their paradigm. I'll be honest with the audience. I mean, it is about how he's a puppet, but how all presidents are puppets. And the left will watch it because they hate me, and, you know, they're George Soros funded, and, you know, they think that we're racist or something, you know, the kind of the camp followers. And then they'll find out, oh, my gosh, this is a paradigm shift, and they wake up. I mean, this is like a silver bullet to a werewolf. It's like a wooden stake to Count Dracula. This film is the truth, and it is a savage weapon against the enemy, if you will employ it. I mean, I've made the giant weapons depot for you. If you'll step up to the armory and take the weapon and open fire on the enemy, we're unstoppable. I mean, I've already got the White House listing me as an enemy, attacking me, pulling out all the stops everywhere, and hit pieces almost every day now in major publications. And they always source the Obama deception. They are upset about it. And I'm not here risking my life to lose. I'm doing my duty. I'm stepping up to the plate against these people. And I'm asking you to step to the plate, too. I'm begging you, folks. I mean, they really do every day shoot kids up, and they have seizures, and it brain damages them, and most of the time they take the people's kids after they hurt them. That freaks me out. You know, more and more I realize almost even doing this radio show, almost even getting up here and just calmly talking about it, almost lessens how serious it is. Just going about my business almost. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I feel like I should do more, but I'm exhausted. I'm just going to ask you to do more. I can't do it all, folks. I need your help. You need my help. I need your help. Many hands make light work. For God's sakes, count the cost. This is real, folks. Order the Obama Deception at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore. Call and get it if you want, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Because getting the film out is the mission. It is the weapon. It is the victory. It is the truth. And by purchasing it, of course, and all the sponsors, you know, it's hard to fund this operation. I wish I could just give the film out for free. And we do to a certain extent. Regardless, get the film, get DVD burners, make hundreds and hundreds of copies, give it to everyone you know now. Get aggressive. Fill the garage with duplication equipment. Get aggressive. Take these people on. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.